After colony, chaos. It has been decades since the decolonization process of the 60s, when African and Arab states, often through armed struggle, broke free of European colonial control. It has been decades, yes, but the fires lit by that process have still not gone out. They are smoldering embers that only need a gust of wind to erupt anew as a blaze. That's because colonization was a violent phenomenon, essentially violent exploitation by a stronger power over a weaker one. These colonies failed because resistance became national and all segments of society opposed the system imposed on them by the exploitative foreigner. The colonial power, once so universally opposed, could hardly justify staying in a position of power. Now, decades later, anti-colonial energies find expression in Islamist politics, and before long, these forces morphed into movements. These movements, funded, armed, and advised by American, British, Saudi, and Pakistani intelligence, became Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Al-Qaeda in the Maghrib, and later ISIS. Now, the worm turns. This instrument of anti-communist war against the Afghanistan government has come back to its one-time funders to roost. The child dreams of strangling its parents. I end this essay with the words of Lebanese scholar Assad Abu Khalil, who in his 2004 book, The Battle for Saudi Arabia, wrote, "In duping the U.S. public to go to war, neoconservatives in Washington promised that regime change in Iraq would change the Middle East forever. They talked about restructuring the region. As we now know, they were wrong in all of their assumptions and predictions except one. They have, in fact, changed the Middle East forever. But instead of liberating a people into democracy, the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq has energized insurgent outrage, militancy, recruitment, and organizing. Fanatical and radical forces are spreading, and their lethal and destabilizing impact threatens not only Iraq and America's favorite royal dictatorship, Saudi Arabia, but Europe and beyond." Those words seem prophetic today. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.